Hello and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. I am Rhea Windcaller, your host of this weekly podcast where we take chaos head on and make it manageable. Chaos is disorder, confusion, and at its worst, pandemonium. No matter who you are, where you are, or what you do, chaos will appear when you least expect it. So let's get started. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. Episode 9, Leading Chaos Podcast, Creating Dialogue with a Chaotic Person. Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, again, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. In this episode, I'll provide you with a key piece of information to consider when working to create dialogue with a chaotic person. Now, what do I mean by a chaotic person? This is a person who is angry, emotional, and maybe even psychotic. You might have a family member who's chaotic. You might work with people who are chaotic. And of course, we have all been chaotic at one point or another in our life. Go ahead, fess up. You've been beside yourself with rage. You've been emotional. And we've all been unable to listen to reason. It's not a good feeling. It's not even a pretty sight. But that is life when life feels raw and disorder abounds. It might be hard to remember if or how you finally were able to continue on and have a conversation, but I remember because my life is all about finding great options to help those who cannot help themselves. And certainly, when we are chaotic, we are not helping ourselves. I'm considering this episode as part one of how to create a dialogue with a chaotic person. I really truly have so much material on this topic that it could easily be a series. In the meantime, let's get to the first key point. I want you to put this in your pocket, and please let me know if you're finding this topic useful. So, when confronted by a chaotic person, consider that a chaotic person is drunk on their own rage. When a person is chaotic, upset, or angry at the world and everyone around them, they are in a state of disorder that makes them unable and unwilling to listen to others, anyone. If they are enraged, their breathing might be shallow or too rapid. In either case, it is not a normal rate of respiration, and that is your first clue that whatever you say, they really aren't listening. So you want to watch a person's rate of respiration. And remember, what is a normal rate of respiration? If you're not upset and angry, it's about 16 to 20 inhalation exhalations per minute. That's pretty darn slow. Your pulse is, you know, could be at the low end of 60, 62, at the high end of like going up to like in the 90s. But your rate of respiration is pretty slow. So if a person is not breathing at a normal rate of respiration, that will tell you right now that they do not have the ability to think clearly. Because our ability to think clearly is compromised when we're not getting adequate oxygen to our head. So pay attention to that, the rate of respiration, and that symbolism of a chaotic person is drunk on their own rage. I don't care if you tell them they just won lotto, they are not going to hear you. And that is something very, very important to bear in mind. Just like a person who is intoxicated, their blood alcohol level for an intoxicated person, it needs to come down before they can have a rational conversation that they might actually remember. So it could be very frightening, and not knowing what to say and having a person who is screaming at you or threatening you, that is like dealing with a person who is intoxicated on their own rage. So think, if a chaotic person can only hear one or two words, then they're really is no need to figure out what to say. And that's rather a relief. So let me put this all in perspective here. You have a chaotic person. What do you say? Well, if they're chaotic, if they are truly chaotic and they're showing you those symptoms of being chaotic, it could be psychotic where they're moving around really all over the place and not making any sense of what they're saying. They could be in a catatonic state where they're just kind of crumbled in on themselves or staring out into the distance. They could be fuming with their nostrils flared and their eyes aglare and they're stamping and pounding fists, maybe throwing things around. That's true rage. And just not orderly. They're not moving within the stream. They're not respecting people's boundaries. They're not maybe respecting their own boundaries and creating general disorder around. If that is happening, they're drunk on their own rage, their own state of being. And there's not a lot you could do until that breathing rate comes back and allows them to actually listen to you. Thus, instead of trying to talk back at a person, you really only need to begin with just two simple words, because in the end, that's all they're going to remember. That's all they're going to hear. And when I was an active EMT, and I was an EMT a long time ago, certified, once you're an EMT, you're always an EMT. But what I did know is that I didn't have to try to, say anything to a person who was intoxicated, because they wouldn't remember what I'm going to say. So that really made my life quite simple. And certainly what I want them to remember that I'm going to say is really poignant too. So we want to keep that in our pocket. The person who is chaotic is typically intoxicated, drunk on their own rage. And what you want to do is use these two simple words. Use them as your measurement of determining if it is worth saying any more or deciding that maybe it is time to exit. I'm providing a link on this episode's show notes so you could take a look at a video of Clarissa Ward's interview with an Islamic extremist. Now, she is a reporter for ABC News, and she did a piece just recently, this November 2014, on a TV show called 60 Minutes, and maybe you've heard of it. I believe it's on CBS. She was reporting from the United Kingdom and talking with extremists on the streets of London. There are these street patrols there where these extremists confront people, like women, saying that they should cover up. They also confront you if you're gay, and they will confront people who are drinking. I imagine they confront people for lots of things. And they abide by a fanatical interpretation of Islam. Ms. Ward had a heck of a time trying to interview this key figure in the UK these days. He insulted her on her views, and he stayed true to his message of extremism, which, in short, is nothing new. In that we've heard this from other chaotic people over the course of history who want to take over the world with the sole view of my way or death to you. And that sure is chaotic. For Miss Ward, I tip my hat to you, and wow, what a tough interview. But for me, as I was watching it, instead of listening to the chaotic man, because he really wasn't making any sense at all, I watched Miss Ward as she tried to be rational with this guy. You could see he had gotten her goat, meaning he had won before he even started, because he was using this very age-old technique of putting her on the defense first. And as I watched, I couldn't help think that instead of trying to rationalize with this man, why not consider him drunk on his own rage? After all, isn't that what extremism is? Being so full of yourself that you're intoxicated on your own self-vision, you're self-grandizing everything around you, that seems to be pretty intoxicated. And he just demonstrated a classic representation of someone who is not able to engage in a coherent conversation. And Ms. Ward, again, you did a terrific job letting us know about this troubling development of extremism. And you led chaos, and I commend you for that. It is a troubling clip to watch, but it provides an excellent representation of a chaotic person. And it seems to me to be a good time to exit, and Ms. Ward had that option. Unfortunately, though, not everyone has that option at that moment. So let's get back to those two words that one can say to a chaotic person. I always like to begin with, thank you. That's right, I say thank you. It typically stops a person in their tracks. They don't expect it. I mean, would you? If you were like ranting at somebody and the person came back and said thank you to you, isn't that counterintuitive? People expect pushback. Now, I'm not condoning absolute passiveness by saying thank you. Pushing back is very different, though, than setting and creating boundaries. But more importantly, The goal is to lead and not be led. By doing something out of the norm, we begin to create dialogue with a chaotic person. Now, as I mentioned, this could be a series, and in part two of the series, I will go into what you say after you've said thank you. So please make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you will not miss that next episode. In the meantime, I'd like you to think about that. Between now and then and that next episode, when I'm talking about furthering that dialogue beyond thank you, think about the people that you meet. What is their rate of respiration? Is it too shallow? Is it too deep? If they aren't making sense, then why are you trying to talk at them and trying to make them be rational? You just can't. You can't do that for another person. That person is going to choose whether or not they're going to slow down and listen. They have to be able and willing to talk. And that essentially is all in that piece of identifying, noticing that they're actually drunk on their own rage, their own chaos. So it's a good time to step back and think about, well, you might even want to try it saying thank you. But before you do, I hope you come and tune into the next episode where I continue on what do you say after thank you. Speaking of helping yourself, are you a teacher? Do you work as a caretaker or in human services? Maybe you're a first responder, an emergency care worker. I have an excellent resource for you. My book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, details a simple protocol to use when faced with potentially volatile scenes. It is user-friendly for parents, family members, and anyone looking for tools to create safety for themselves and others. Look for a link to this book in the show notes of this episode, or look for it on Amazon. Google Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, Revised Edition. When I come back, I will discuss my favorite app in my app tool bag. Now, this week's favorite app is, I just love this one because it has saved me more times than I can count. And I'm pulling out my handy dandy little smartphone. And of course, I have an iPhone, but I have the old version of an iPhone. I have a 4S and I'm making do with that. I don't have the big fancy 6 one at this point. So Apple, if you're hearing me, I'll definitely would welcome one. And the app that I use is just called Flashlight. And I'll have a link in the show notes to this app. But what's wonderful, it has a couple things there. And the main one I use is just looks like a little flashlight. And you push that on and out like where your camera thing is, where the flash comes, it just is on and it's bright as anything. I've used this when I've gone into my house and I'm trying to get the key into the door and somebody didn't leave the light on, typically me outside. I use it in my car if it's dark out. I will use it walking in the woods. I'm a country girl. I walk in the woods a lot. And if I'm a little lost there, I've used it when I am traveling and need assistance in my hotel room to find something. I put it in my briefcase to find out in the darkness there what is at the bottom of the bag. Never mind my briefcase, even my handbag. I mean, it just is. I used to use an actual flashlight. When I used to go on an airplane, I would carry a flashlight with me. I can't help it. I would be on that Prepper series that's on National Geographic or something like that, or Discovery, where you are always prepping yourself. But I used to carry a flashlight just in case, I suppose. But now I don't have to because I just have it on my smartphone. It's a fantastic app. It's a free app. Download it. Never leave home without a flashlight. You never know when you're going to need it. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Leading Chaos Podcast. Look for updates for part two of creating a dialogue with a chaotic person and finding the next step after you say thank you. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. As always, be kind, be safe. Ciao for now.